darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun and moons and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with the foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." And he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourself and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. In case you haven't noticed, things are really bad. Not just a little bit bad, not just a little bit bad, but very, very bad. We're supposedly told that polar ice caps are shrinking, Earth's temperatures are rising, and tropical rainforests are suffering, which means that we should expect more droughts, hotter heat waves, stronger hurricanes, and unpredictable weather patterns in the future. It's bad. Not just a little, but a lot. We see images of bloodshed overseas as an Italian priest was recently stabbed, a Christian neighborhood hit by incoming rockets, Christians beheaded, and hundreds of other unmentionable acts of terror. It is bad. Not just a little, but a lot. The tremors of horror hit us this last year as a large earthquake in Nepal killed over 9,000 people and injuring more than 23,000 other individuals. The mighty power of this earthquake triggered an avalanche on Mount Everest, as if the earthquake was leaving a signature card of destruction. It's bad. Not just a little, but a lot. Recent videos on YouTube have been released of tiny little babies being aborted within mothers' wombs and their body parts being sold to the highest bidder. It's bad. Not just a little, but a lot. Recently, we felt the wave of tragedy from across the Atlantic Ocean as 130 people were killed in Paris and another 368 were injured due to coordinated terrorist attacks. It's bad. Not just a little, but a lot. More recently, and closer to home, we saw the terror as 14 people were ruthlessly killed and another 21 people were wounded by pathetic cowards with corrupted and poisonous consciences. It's bad. Not just a little, but a lot. Now, what is so bad? The circumstances, the signs, and the events of our world are bad. This is truly our world of despair on display right before us. We're told, though, by some that it is not that bad. We're told not to worry, but we're told to eat and drink and be merry. We're told to go our way, to feel secure, to go shopping, to build our houses, to enjoy our work, to act unconcerned and to not think about the troubling events and circumstances before us. We're also told that if someone comes along and points out that things in this world are bad, that hell has seemed to break loose on us, well, we're simply to laugh at those people and to consider them as fear-mongers. On the other hand, there are other people too, people who instruct us that we should indeed worry about the events and circumstances of life. We're told by these people that we should certainly worry. We're told to watch the news of wars, to examine our loss of rights, to document the economic disasters, and to scramble around in panic with each news-breaking story. In doing this, we're to become like Chicken Little. Yes, Chicken Little. Frenzied by every single thing to the point that our very shadow frightens us while screaming out loud, "The sky is falling." Truth be told, though, whether we eat and drink and be merry, or whether we run around in a hurried frenzy, both of these responses are futile. That is, worthless. They are pointless. They are pointless because they do nothing to change or deal with this world of despair that we live in. They do nothing to deal with this life full of distress, this life full of perplexity and fear and darkness. Furthermore, they do nothing to deal with the coming judgment. Yes, my friends, heaven and earth and the events of life are calling out to us. They are speaking out to us like a voice of thunder. They're saying to us that there is an end to everything we know and that the judge stands at the eternal door looking down upon us. The events of today are like signs pointing us to the end, to the great judgment that is to come. I kid you not, there's a day that is coming when the Lord will return. He is coming to set the wicked and the proud afire. This day will be a great terror. It will be a terrible day. You as Christians, though, you shall not scramble around. Yes, you Christians shall not scramble around like Chicken Little. You Christians, we Christians, shall not live in a naive bliss. No, you shall not scramble in fear or live in apathetic, blind foolishness, but rather you shall lift up your heads and your hearts in glad anticipation. That is to say, when all hell breaks loose, lift up your heads. When all hell breaks loose, lift up your hearts. Here you may say to yourself, who can lift up his head in the face of such terrible wrath and judgment? If the whole world is filled with fear and everyone's head is hanging low out of the terror and anxiety of life, how shall we Christians look up and lift up our heads? In other words, how can one work up enough hope? How can we conjure up enough hope and joy and comfort in the face of such disaster, in the face of such bloodshed and war and the coming judgment? How can a head or a heart look upward when it is bombarded with such miserable situations, situations that cast heaviness upon us? Dear friends, Jesus tells us that our redemption draws near. Jesus tells us that our redemption draws near. Look upward. Indeed, when the shadow of disaster is cast over us, we lift up our heads and our hearts, for Jesus draws near to us. When disaster, perplexity, terror, and darkness, when hell breaks loose, and when all the world seems to be turned upside down, Jesus does not say that we're to drop our heads and our hearts in fear, and he does not call us to simply shrug things off and return to watching Netflix while drinking a gin and tonic. No, lift up your heads. Lift up your heads and your hearts, for our redemption draws near. Dear baptized saints, look to those signs. Look to those events of your own life. Look to the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth and the sea. Look to all the things in your life. Look to the cross. Look to war, to death, and see the beautiful blossom, doves, and rainbows. They all point you to God's grace and promises. They're ushering in peace and tranquility, the end of war. Your enemies will be no more. Sin will lose its appeal. Temptation will have no power. There will be no one to either accuse or hurt you. The good work begun in you will be complete. Creation itself will rejoice to see you revealed as a son of God. And you will rejoice. You will be glad, for the kingdom of God will come to you and will never be taken away. Blessed baptized saints, your hope right now, your very hope, is that when all hell breaks loose and when the worst seems to be unleashed in this world, that the kingdom of God cannot be shaken. Every sign which points to the end of this world fills the hearts of unbelievers with terror and fear, but not with you. These signs and these events and circumstances of life, they fill your hearts with joy and hope, for you and I know that the Lord Jesus has come, is coming, and will come in great power and great glory. He has promised to come. He has promised to come at the end of the age to set things right, just as he came in the manger some 2,000 years ago. At his second coming, he will come to judge all things. The world will be burnt up. It will be refined. The evil one will be cast into the lake of fire forever. All things will be set right in Christ. But what of this coming wrath? What of this coming wrath, this coming judgment of the Lord, who will judge the living and the dead? Shall we fear this? No, we shall not. You shall not fear this. The pagan fears the end of the world and the end of life. However, this is not true for you as the baptized child of God. You shall not fear the second coming and the wrath of God. For you are marked with the blood of the Lamb. Wrath will pass over you. The Lord Jesus Christ is on your side, and he comes to deliver you and to take you unto himself. The Lord Jesus, he will wipe away every tear. Death shall be no more. There will be no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, for this world will be no more. All things will be made anew. This morning, right here, lift up your heads. Lift up your heads and your hearts, for your redemption draws near to you and is drawing near to you. When you hear of rumors of wars, hear the word of God more. In Christ you are forgiven. When you feel persecution pressed against your body, feel the bread and the wine of the Lord pressed in on your mouth, given and shed for you. When you are drenched by the calamities of sin, remember your baptism more, where you are drenched in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, baptized into the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Behold, Jesus is coming to you to forgive you of all of your sins. And on the last day, that very last day, to raise you and all believers to eternal life, unto himself forever. Lift up your hearts, Zion. Lift up your hearts. Lift up your heads. Your salvation draws near. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.